Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz, 8th of September. I saw the new building. Wow! We'll talk about that. Lottery reform and a thank you. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-pow. That was a one-handed drum roll, by the way. I don't know if you could tell, but the right arm is actually, I wake up and try to do about 30 minutes of something, so I did yoga this morning, and I have golfer's elbow. Which might mean it's time for the season to start. So I have this totally inflamed right elbow. So it's got an ice pack on it as we do the show today. And when you're icing at 6:09 in the morning, things are falling apart. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. Good people, Blake and the crew over there. Sponsoring today's show, being very supportive of us. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on with them at 4646 South State Street. I think I told you this already, but I'm David Locke. I didn't today, though. I'm the radio voice of the Utah Jazz. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Jazz. A great opportunity if you get the most about what's going on. Tell five friends so that this year you have more smart people around you that are hanging out and talking NBA with you. We will, by the way, also are available via the home speakers, so you can tell your Amazon Echo or your Google to play Locked On Jazz. And I think it's really cool. I don't know. Evidently, one of our listeners' wife didn't think it was cool. I wanted to open the show today with a thank you. I was in Seattle this last weekend, my summer camp that I attended, which is probably the most important place in my life. Really kind of took me from kind of a floundering, struggling, lacking confidence, socially and just in all ways, 12-year-old kid, and gave me just a secondary social environment to try who I wanted, you know, maybe learn a little bit from why I was struggling and become a little bit different person and gained a ton of social confidence and learned about just caring for people and being nice. And it's a wonderful place. It's a place that cherishes being nice. We don't do that very much in our society. So anyway, really just an incredible place, my summer camp. And when I was there, people would ask me, oh my gosh, you must just get railed on all the time. And this, and I said, you know what, actually, so there have been periods of time where definitely my feeds have been something I don't want to read, but really for the most part, no, I have really have a great fan base that's been incredibly nice and overly kind of thank you for your work. And it happened again last night. I was walking out of back to school night. And there was a volleyball game between our school and South Summit. And a guy stopped me and just was, couldn't have been nicer and thanked me for my work. And so, no, I actually, you know, want to say thank you, because when I get asked that question of, do you just get railed on all the time? No, I don't actually. I have a wonderful relationship with the Jazz fans, I think, in which you guys are one, passionate, dedicated, committed to your team, which makes it really easy for me to do my work, and two, have been really nice, and thank you. So really, just I wanted to kind of open with that thank you. So I went through the arena, and we'll get to that in a second, but there is a little news today. The NBA at our broadcast meetings led me to kind of have an idea this was happening. They did a bunch of analytical moments. And one of the analytical things they did was they were showing basically about the lottery. And so what they – and now there's word out that they seem to be on the verge of trying to once again really reform the lottery. And there's various talk about what they may or may not do. One of the ideas is that no one can get back-to-back top three picks. The other one is lack of incentivizing to tanking. And really what I think this all stems back to is I think there is a grand concern that the process worked. That the process that Sam Hinkie put in Philadelphia to intentionally lose and get top three picks at a disturbing level was without question right. That the it does increase your chances of getting better if you're not good enough to win. Maybe it is even more so the best route to it, and that if they're not careful, you're gonna have two or three teams with some regularity losing at not sort of levels, but at dramatic levels. I think Atlanta's awfully close this year. Atlanta's not particularly good. I was looking through depth charts to start prepping for the season. Atlanta's their point guard next year is Dennis Schroeder, Kent Bazemore, Teron Prince, Ersan Ilyasova, and Dwayne Dedmon is their starting five. That's pretty close to the process right there. I mean, that's a Dennis Schroeder trade away from the process. Without a lot of bench guys either, by the way. Luke Babbitt, Miles Plumlee, DeAndre Bembry, Marco Bellinelli, Malcolm Delaney. So what the lottery reform is to me is that the process was going to work. And so the league had to do something about that. And that's where this is stemming from. I frankly think the process is not great. I do think the process is right. What's difficult is when Indiana and Utah seemingly are doing things well, lose their star players, Oklahoma City. The small market, large market thing seems to be pretty real right now. And if you've already eliminated free agency due to market size, trades are difficult because contracts are so short right now to get any lengthy value on trades. And you then end up with eliminating the draft as a rebuild mode gets tough. Now, you could argue that the draft is already eliminated by a rebuild mode because of the fact that the players are so young coming into the league that by the time they're going to be good enough to carry you to anything, then they are already at a point in which you are, somewhat that by the time they're ready to carry you, they're ready to actually leave, right? So that by the time you get a player that's good enough to carry you, Gordon Hayward, Paul George, Kevin Durant, then they leave. So you could almost argue the draft has been eliminated already. It's very, very difficult to build a team right now. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. Two things that I want to tell you about. One is, here's what I would tell you. Add them to your list. Like if you're buying a sedan, if you're buying a Camry or an Accord, put the Elantra on your list. If you're buying an Escape or a RAV4 or something like that, put the Tucson on your list. If you're buying a Lexus SUV, I don't know what they're called. They're like the 300 or something like that. If you're buying an Acura, if you're buying a Honda Passport, put the Santa Fe on your list. And then go check it out. I think you'll be pretty blown away by what a 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe SUV gets you when you start putting in what Murdoch gives you and the fact. I mean, you're talking just incredible value. Plus the 100,000-mile Hyundai assurance. And then you're dealing with the Murdochs, who are just good people. And they're going to make sure you have what they like to say, no regrets, that they're going to make sure you have an incredible experience. And that incredible experience is going to include oil changes for life and car washes and extended hours of service to fit your needs better. All the things that they can do to control the experience for you to say, you know what? I'm glad I went with Murdoch. Check it out. Murdoch Hyundai, 4646 South State Street. They're also in Logan and Linden. Check, add the Hyundai to your list. I have been really impressed and surprised by the quality of the vehicles I've been driving when dealing with Hyundai since I started this relationship with the Murdochs. All right, so to the arena. It is incredible. I couldn't believe it. I mean, we walked in. I'm going to start big. The little things are actually what impressed me the most. But I'm going to go big picture. When you first walk in, it does absolutely feel like a different arena than what it was before. It does not feel like a renovated arena. It feels like a brand new arena. There's three different, there's the elite experience, and there's the one-time experience, and there's the common experience. Okay, so I'm going to call those three things. So the elite experience is some of the corporate or someone get, this is an entirely different game. The entire second floor that used to be offices is now a rolling suite inside. So if you're fortunate enough to go sit in the first 15 rows of the building, you actually have your ticket, I think it might be 13, your ticket actually includes access to this club that's underneath that, and it's like being at Club Med. You don't have any other expenses. You just go show your ticket, and you get your food, and you get your everything, and if I understand it correctly, and it's just an incredible concept. I mean, in the sense that, you know, we don't have those good of tickets, so this won't change for us. But I used to sometimes, I don't want to get into it too much, but there's some people that we give tickets to that aren't as fortunate, but I always get a little nervous about that. Like, so I just gave them free tickets to games because we have four at every game and don't use them very often. And so, you know, I just gave them $400 or $500 worth of tickets, and then they got to pay for parking, and then they've got to probably get their kids something, and then there's all these expenses with this gift I just gave them, and they may not have the money for those expenses considering the people who were giving these to. And I always think to myself, like, gosh, it's kind of a weird gift. This, if you're on, if you really, you know, if you are a corporate person and you invite some of your staff members who might not be able, you know, that's an expense. Like, that's a really cool night. There's a bunch of things I'll get into. So there's the one-time experience where you come for an event or for something is now through the roof. So if you're going to be a corporate or a business and you're going to have your special Christmas party, you have a small company, you're going to do something, you're doing it at Vivint Smart Home Arena now. I mean, if you're having any type of company party, corporate event, people in town, you're doing it at Vivint Smart Home Arena. And if you investigate it correctly, there's incredible experiences. I mean, incredible. So there's what I just told you about the first, I think, 13 rows, and you get your own private club, the own big club in the back. It's incredible. There's these Lowe's boxes now that are right at the top of the top row of the lower bowl, in which I think it's only four seats, and you have your own little space and these big comfy chairs. And I think those are sold out, but maybe there's a way you would be able to get to that. There's these corner lounges, which are so cool. You get your ticket, and again, it's actually preloaded with food money on it, so you can go to any of the four restaurants, new restaurants that are going to be around, and use that for food, and then you come back to your area where all your drinks and everything are, and you have your private, not really private, but you have an open air, private, but I mean 20 some odd people, open air experience in the corners of the building. It's really, I don't know if I explained that one well, it's cool. So those are, now, let's just go to like meet you, fan. It's, one, it feels different. The whole building feels and looks different. The blue seats are really, really nice and comfortable, but it adds a different feel to the arena than the old green ones. There's air and space and light coming in a way that never used to exist. The subtle things are what impressed me the most. Some of them are not subtle, but they are. And there are things that are going to happen that someone coming from out of town is like me and you going to a game, or you and I going to a game. Our experience is going to be so much better, and I'm not even sure we'll notice it openly. It'll just be comfortable. So the first thing is, and obviously is the play-by-play announcer. I didn't do this a lot, but my wife has done this a lot, and there's always a little bit of a cringe factor to it. When you have to meet somebody at the arena, you used to have to meet them outside. Like if you wanted to give, hey, I'll meet you at the statues, give you your two tickets, and we'll come in. Now, you go through the security wand, and there's a waiting area inside, out of the cold, out of the snow, where someone can get to without a ticket, and you now give them their ticket in warm, comfortable, indoors. It's like, oh, it's not about the game. No, that's a huge experience changer to me. It's a I'm a level of detail guy. That's a huge experience changer that you're not frozen outside, blustery snow, waiting for your buddy that's 10 minutes late. So that's the first one. The second one, if you walk into the – when you used to walk into the arena well, first of all, when you used to walk in the arena, all you saw were concession stands. Now when you walk into the arena, there's light. You can see – it's like you can come up, you can walk to the edge, you can look on the floor and have that kind of experience of seeing the green grass of baseball. So that's an immediate feel difference. The doors used to have these big doors that shut in each. And so when the game was on, they would open those doors, but it would take, you know, 6 to 8 to 12 inches, probably not 12, 8 inches on each side. And it was always so congested right by the doors, particularly when the game started nationally. Very subtle, but they're gone. Those doors are gone now. So your walkway is wider, cleaner. It's actually navy blue. There's a lot of navy blue in the arena. Navy blue is the predominant color to the arena. And it's subtle. I'll post it on Instagram today. But it just looks better, feels better, and gives you probably two more body widths of people that can move without going shoulder to shoulder. The concession stands. They used to have the wall used to come way down, so like you're kind of peering in to make your order. They're back up. There's just more room. There's more air. It's subtle, little tiny things like that, but your experience is just going to feel so different with that. There is the food experience is totally different. So at each corner restaurant, at each corner, there's a restaurant. There's El Chabasco, which is a fabulous Mexican place up here in Park City. There's R&R Barbecue, which if you've never been to right downtown, I went to yesterday. It's just terrific. There's Maxwell's Pizza, and there's Cubby's. On at least four, I think three of the four, but I know for a fact on R&R and Chabasco, they're done in a circular manner in the corner. So you can walk up and order and go straight to your seat. Or if you're there early, you go around the backside, you get seated by the wait staff of Chabasco or R&R. And you can actually sit down with a view out because you're on the corner with those nice big windows. With a beautiful view out, you can sit down and have a sit-down dinner served by a waiter or waitress. And I think this is good. The waiter or waitress works for that restaurant, so that restaurant is in charge of that customer service and has a connection to what you're having. Just a nice touch. So now, hey, you know what? I'm going to go early, deal with my parking early, and I'm going to have one of four great restaurants there. Corner view spots that I talked about, those corner lounges are all punched out in all four corners, so it opens up air and coming through. The upper bowl has a completely brand new social experience that's really cool. In two of the four corners of the upper bowl, you now can go get your food. One, again, the food is situated in the middle of that corner so that if you wanted to just take in the view for a minute, go away from the game, talk to somebody, do business, hang out, talk to a friend, you can do that. Or Let's say you go with six guys. You're sitting in an arena. You sit down. Your only chance to ever communicate with anyone is if the person next to you. Instead, you get up. You go up, get your food, and then there's three or four rows of, like, railings where you can stand, put your rest of your food up on something, and just talk to the person next to you. Those are only in the upper bowl. They're really cool. I would suggest if you're a lower bowl season ticket holder to go up and at least see those and experience them. And if you're an upper bowl season ticket holder or just ticket holder, really make sure you go to them. Make sure you take those in, because it's really, really a cool experience to see what that is and how they've just socialized the event a great deal more. So just that's probably enough. You'll see it and feel it. So, truly, some of the high-end, and this is, you know, the amount of us that will get to experience this is probably not a huge amount. But the high-end corporate business experience is just incredible. So if you're really high-end business, you're probably already in. You probably should already be in. Most of the stuff sold out. It's incredible demand on how well they're doing. If you're someone who's going to have a one-time corporate event at the arena or part of your celebration, please let me know, because I'll relay you to the people you need. There's no place in town that does what this does now. If you're having that event, it's so cool for you and I just going to a game, four buddies going to a game, family going to a game. It's just going to be more pleasant, more open, easier, more enjoyable. And I'm not even sure it'll always be obvious of why. So really cool. The locker room is player locker room is remarkable. The flow of people is tremendously well done. It is really cool. Congratulations to everybody involved with the Jazz. The construction crew that's doing it, just incredible, incredible work being done, planning, organizing. And it'll be the first few games will be the first time ever that I'm bummed I'm calling a Jazz game, because there's an element of I'd like to experience it as a fan. I'm really excited for my family to have this. We have four, as I said, better experience. Really, really cool. So check it out. One other just programming note. If you're interested in advertising on Locked On Jazz during the NBA season, I got some emails recently. I'll reach back out to those people. But I, more importantly, you need to get in touch with me now. I'm filling out the spots. There's only so many, and we're filling up for the season. So if you'd like to advertise on Locked On Jazz, email me at dlock09@gmail.com. It is Locked On Jazz. Today's show brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai of Murray at 4646 South State Street. Hope you're good. Some of the players will be in town starting next week, so I'll interact with them and relay that with you. I think we'll stay with twice a week here up until right before media day, and then we'll get rolling. I did a Northwest Division podcast with Danny LaRue and Adam Matas, and it was terrific, and I would strongly suggest catching it. Talk to you soon. It is Locked On Jazz, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.